making our way through Tuesday morning, and we appreciate you joining us, and we appreciate everyone that's been constantly and consistently throughout the morning sharing their rain gauge reading. Basically, how much water did you end up with in your rain gauge? And hopefully it wasn't because you forgot and you left the sprinklers on. Lots of people in the province reporting around an inch over the last weekend, as some places getting significantly more, others places maybe getting a little bit less than that. But it's been definitely consistent in some areas. Regina, about an hour, hour and a half east of Regina, just to the west of Saskatoon, we had a couple of reports of 0.8 in that area. What was it like for you? Phone line and text line is always open for you, 1-877-332-8255. Nonetheless, great rain through the weekend. Helped the farmers with the crops. Helped in northern Sask with the fires. The wildfires continue to burn in a number of communities where it's still considered to be not contained. But those rains and that moisture over the weekend went a long way to helping the firefighters with their cause there. Well, I mentioned this last week. I was excited on Thursday of last week to tour the Canadian Light Source facility in Saskatoon, the Synchrotron. I've talked about it so many times. We've had researchers, we've had different scientists on the show that have used the facility to do their work. So being able to go through there to take a tour to see the incredible work that goes on there and why this is such an attraction for Canadian researchers became very evident when we were there. All of the possibilities there. And that's why I like to showcase on this program ways in which it's used. And ultimately, the question, no matter how in-depth the work is, why does this matter to you and I? How is this going to change our lives, make our lives better, improve something for us? This next guest and this next piece of research is pretty easy to see why this would be a good thing. We're diving into some groundbreaking science that could change the way we fight everything from a common cold to more serious viruses. Researchers at the University of Toronto, working with the Canadian Light Source right here in the province, have made a fairly big discovery. They've unlocked the crystal structure of a human protein called TMPRSS11D. Okay, sounds complex, I know, but it's the key to how certain viruses sneak into our bodies. I'm super happy to have Brian Fraser joining us today, researcher at the University of Toronto and lead author of a report, The Structural Basis of TMPRSS11D Specificity and Autocleavage Activation Study. Sounds in depth, but I can't wait to hear how this is going to make our lives better. Brian Fraser joining me. Brian, thanks for joining the show.
Thanks so much for having me on, Evan.
So that report sounds extremely detailed and complicated. In a nutshell, tell us what you're doing with this piece of work.
Sure. Yeah, and thank you for spelling out the acronym. I know it doesn't really roll off the tongue there. and unfortunately, a lot of the proteins we study have these pretty long acronyms, but they are pretty important. So in our case, the work that we're doing is trying to understand exactly how a human protein that's within your airways is interacting with various coronaviruses and influenza. And our study was a very mechanism-based study to try to understand exactly how this human protein is working and interacting with these respiratory viruses.
So could I break that down even more, Brian, to say you're researching how we get sick?
Exactly. The very first steps of how you get sick, how that virus first enters the airways in humans.
So what do you have to understand in order to answer the question of how we get sick? What happens in our body? What are the questions that you have to answer, and how have you been digging into this with your research?
So virus-host interactions are pretty complicated. There's lots of different ways that viruses can kind of get in and replicate and turn your human cells into little factories to make more virus. But as a drug discovery scientist, the thing I'm really focused on and in this study is the first instance of a virus interacting and trying to get into a human cell, because we find that a really interesting area that we could target with drugs that hasn't really been explored in detail so far.
So does this go deeper than just, I know you've talked about flu-like viruses, but could it go deeper? Could it be something more serious, or could it be something more simple like a common cold?
Yeah, it's really fascinating. It seems like even these very different respiratory viruses, like the SARS pandemic and the virus causing COVID-19, influenza viruses, and other common cold coronaviruses, they seem to be using this same mechanism. Your human cells aren't really changing that much, but the viruses sure are. But for whatever reason, they're still using this kind of common entry pathway, the same proteins for various viruses. They're getting in the same way, through the same door.
Right. I was going to use the word door because I've heard you use it before. So essentially, understanding the doorway that viruses use to enter our cells, get into our airwaves, and ultimately make us sick. So how does understanding that help us then prevent it? What's the logical next step that would develop from your research?
Yeah, so there's a couple different avenues in both just understanding the biology and designing drugs. And both are pretty valuable to us and things that we're trying to understand in greater detail. The first step is kind of understanding just how it works. It's a very fascinating research question to ask. You know, these virus particles are hanging out. How do they get into us, and how do we kind of spread them around in ourselves and ultimately spread them around between people? So that mechanism of how that works, we don't fully understand it yet. We can capture some of that in the lab and do some basic studies, but there's still so many features in humans that these viruses are picking apart and using. So it's taking us a little while to unravel exactly how these viruses are working. And that's super valuable because now we can kind of go down the list of ways that viruses are interacting with us and pick what might be the best way to apply a drug. Mm-hmm. So what doorway is the best one to block? Should you block multiple doorways? Like, we need to understand exactly what the virus is doing to us in order to shut all of those doors effectively.
Brian Fraser is my guest researcher at the University of Toronto, and talking about a recent piece of research that they are involved in that is using the Canadian light source to essentially find ways to lock the door, if you will, to prevent these viruses from entering our body and making us sick. How does that interaction work between a research team like yourself with your team from the University of Toronto and drug development, those that would be wanting to take this information that you've unlocked and learned and develop it in a way that it could be preventative from the spread of virus?
Yeah, so our group here at the University of Toronto is truly at the intersection of doing research to understand human biology, virus interactions, and then interacting with the drug development scientists. So people in like Pfizer, Moderna, talking with the scientists there and really finding ways to, you know, pave a pathway for drugs to be developed. It can be pretty difficult in the early stages to really know how you would build a drug or have all of the tools available to you. So we're building a lot of those tools for drug development and then immediately passing that over and sharing that with everybody so that they have the opportunities to pick up on the drug development, collaborate with us, so actually send to us materials, we send out materials, and it really gets the whole drug development process a lot more accelerated.
Brian Fraser is my guest researcher at the U of T. How did you use the Canadian light source? How did it help you with your research?
So the Canadian Light Source is this incredible resource for academics in Canada and even abroad to really determine what does a protein look like. We kind of understand that the proteins are available on our human cells, and we know kind of what they might look like, but sending the protein samples to the Canadian Light Source and shooting these with high-powered X-ray beams, that unveils the three-dimensional structure of these proteins. And for drug discovery, that's incredibly important because once you know the 3D structure of these proteins, you can see what pockets, what ridges of the protein a drug molecule would be perfectly fitted to. That was really critical for our study, is understanding the really precise 3D structure of this protein so that we can develop drugs.
I'm not surprised when I ask you what the potential outcomes of your work are to hear you say, well, I think first and foremost, it helps us understand biology better, because that is something that is compelling and certainly interesting to someone like yourself, a researcher in the field. For everyday Canadians that are maybe not as fascinated with the biology aspect of it, what is the hope that you think your research will bring about in Canada?
Yeah, so the ultimate goal for our work is truly to develop a powerful antiviral agent. So a drug that could be used in an emergency setting to either prevent the infection by some respiratory viruses or alleviate some of the symptoms. We saw that with the COVID-19 pandemic, we truly weren't prepared in a hospital setting to make people not sick. So we want to be able to develop this human-targeted antiviral drug that could be useful not only for common colds right now, but in the future, if an emerging pandemic arises, we would have something in our toolbox to really save lives and prevent the spread of these terrible respiratory viruses.
Interesting stuff, Brian. I appreciate you giving us a little bit of time today. Thanks for your work, and thanks for coming and using the resource that we have here in the province of Saskatchewan.
Thanks so much for having me on, Evan.
Brian Fraser, researcher at the University of Toronto, and I've said it before, from a complicated research paper entitled Structural Basis of TMPRSS11D Specificity and Autocleavage Activation Study. They're basically trying to figure out how we get sick and what are some ways in which we can create something that will step in front of, block the door, if you will, to the virus, to the illness getting into our body. It's interesting stuff. It's just another example of how the Canadian Light Source is helping research, advancing things from ag to healthcare to a variety of different things. And it's right here in Saskatchewan. Great resource, something for us to be proud of for sure. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.